Ladies and gentlemen, it is now my pleasure to introduce the best of the best, Best in Show.
Welcome!
And welcome to Best in Show, Best in Show Radio, exclusively on tpsradio.net. Check out our website, www.bestinshowradio.com. Check out our station's website, tpsradio.net. Do all sorts of things to join us here on your Sunday morning radio program. My name is Chris.
Hi, everyone. I'm 100K.
There's always that uncomfortable thing every week that I wait. I don't know if he's not going to say anything and I have to say he's 100K, and then he'll say, hi, it's me. Or if he'll come in and say, hi, it's me. By the way, that's my impersonation of you now. Hi, it's me.
Well, you know what? We should get this out of the way right now.
Whoa, wait. Seriously, what? You're going to shake things up?
Let me set it up first. I think that, it's cool that, we have a theme song. You know, and you...
Is it the one that says 100K?
Yeah. Okay. It's cool that we have a theme song and you know, you introduce me and all. And hey, you know, I'm Chris, he's 100K. But I just kind of feel like I should have my own theme music. Nothing too ridiculous or anything. You know, just... So when you introduce me from now on, I think this should play. I'll cue you when to introduce me.
And here's 100K. I've got to be 100% honest. I love it. I absolutely love it.
I don't think it's reasonable, right?
You know, it's not too over the top or anything.
David Bowie's going to start singing now, so you may want to cut it.
It's only forever with 100K. Hey, man, I got no problem with that. That's now going to be your official new intro at the beginning of every week.
And we're going to have to work something out where, the lights go up in the room on
obviously.
Me.
Well, no, we'll get our lighting techs to work on that.
I'm looking into some big... I got to talk to the wardrobe designer. I'm looking into some big robes I can wear. And
Come walking in. Sequins, lights, maybe some smoke? Smoke.
Possibly.
Good stuff. Well, like I was saying, my name is Chris. His name's 100K. And with us in studio today, our buddy Vito. How you doing, pal?
Good morning, everyone.
So all the good things, www.bestinshowradio.com, tpsradio.net. Come in, join the chat, be part of the fun. If you feel like calling us up on the hotline, hit us up at 888-985-0555 if you so choose. That's 888-985-0555. Or you can get us on the instant messenger at bestinshow100k or bestinshowchris. And that's about the end of it. Good night. Have
a
great show.
You can't instant message me because I'm in the room.
No, I can. I'll tell you quietly. It'll be like a little thing. It actually really will be instant. We don't have to wait for the world of the internet.
So essentially, 100K, you want to come in like Ric Flair, is what you're saying.
It seems to me even more there's the more top. Pageantry involved than Flair. Flair's a little like more
strutty.
See, a strutty, but like, what's the word I'm thinking of? Arrogant. Say I'm shaking my head. Like, there's a certain air of arrogance. No, see, this is pretty arrogant too, but it's in a different way. It's not like it's cocky too.
I see the spin, you know, like the spin.
It's more
to the crowd.
It's more majestic. Like, you know, like it's more of like a God given right to enter to this as opposed to Ric Flair just deciding.
The K is for King of Radio, I guess.
K is just for probably just King in general.
I thought it was King of the World. Oh wait, that's somebody else.
You can go beyond the universe, you know.
My mistake.
I mean, it's cool. Like you could even bow if you want.
Would you mind if I just genuflected instead?
He's kind of lower than you right now. Like,
you should have like 65 maidens curtsying as I enter the room.
Curtsy. And here he is. 100. See, and at that point, shouldn't you be saying something to the people? Hello, greetings, subjects. You know.
Maybe I just do one. See, I can't do it. It's radio. Do one of the things where you lower
where
your head
twist
as
twist your
hands,
right? I'm a big fan. I like the new intro. I think you should get into it. I think it's a done deal.
By the way, that all came about because that's the opening to Labyrinth, and I was watching Labyrinth again at 32 years old for like the 150th time.
Awesome.
Were you LARPing Labyrinth?
I never
I guess I am kind of in a way now.
I've only seen Labyrinth like maybe once, twice in my life, and I don't remember it being anything spectacular.
I've never seen it.
You just hate Jennifer Connelly.
I just looked at 100K and his response was to shrug and give me like, yeah, well, whatever. That was the face I just got. I'm getting instant messages from Deja at the moment. The music screams, I'm a LARPer. Deja's show Friday nights here on tpsradio.net. Friday evenings. I don't know, man. You know who else is a king? As long as we're talking about kings and majesty and things, I just want to point out Kentucky Derby winner Barbaro, still alive. Had his surgery last week.
I'm amazed at that.
29 screws in his leg, according to the doctor.
He's so screwed.
Yeah, honestly. According to his doctor, his trainer, his vet, I don't know what you would call it. It's a vet, right?
I think so, yeah.
His orthopedic surgeon, when they go in to check on...
His chiropractor.
When they go in to check on him every day, when they're going to listen to his heart, make sure he's doing okay, he's always trying to nuzzle the person that's there. He's like, hey, please be my friend. I'm locked in this cage. Starting to feel bad, and I think they should kill him.
So he can't run anymore. He can't, like, race.
He's officially retired no matter what. He may be officially retired from life, more importantly.
Now, here's a possibly really insane question, but it just came to me. So, you know...
Sorry.
It's okay. You know, like... When athletes retire, like boxers or maybe football players, I'm not sure about baseball because it's a different kind of sport, and they go, well, I can't turn it off. I can't, you know, stop thinking in those terms. Do you think the horse still thinks it can run?
It's a horse. That's what they do. They just run around all the time. It's just now that when he tries to run around, he doesn't have to have a little person on his back whipping him saying, go do more, do more. I don't think horses. What do you got? What you were about to say? They're not people.
We're gonna win this one, guy. Come on. I feel 4 feet tall.
It's just like they're animals. I don't think that they have the
they kind of should, but you don't have to call them animals.
They're animals. I don't think that they have the. the athlete's mentality, despite like ESPN sportsless like greatest athletes of all time putting Secretariat on there. Like it's crazy to
horses can count.
No, they can't.
You ever see that horse? Like he counted,
Mr. Ed.
He did math. No, well, that's fake. No, there was a horse that added.
Oh, that's right. He talked anyway.
Crazy. It's just that's crazy talk. They, you know what? If you hit me with an electric prod all the time and told me that I'm going to say what's 2 + 2, you have to hit your hand 4 times or hit your paw 4 times. What do you call it? Hoof. 4 times. I'd do it too, even though I don't know how to count or add.
Still.
Yes. But no, that's what I'm saying. Like, it's just like, it's an animal. It's a little guy who just wants to.
You know what, honestly? If a horse talked and said to me, look, I can talk, I could count, I would say, yeah, I can lay down. I can sit.
I've got to be honest with you.
I could reach for something.
Wait, you wouldn't like be shocked that the horse said, hey, I can count, I can add, when he said it to you?
I'm sure there would be an air of surprise, but to be quite honest, I understand your move is to just let him know, hey, this is how I'm so much better than you. Vito, I'm assuming that you'd just be shocked and actually be like, holy crap, what are you doing?
Yeah, you know.
My instant response, we've got to kill this thing. We have absolutely...
So you can eat it.
And when we kill it, we'll kill it in boiling water while it's alive. Seriously, though, I'm not even screwing around. This thing can talk... We got to get rid of it. We've absolutely got
to. Don't you want to ask it first how it learned to talk?
After the fact, I would regret it and say, damn, why didn't I ask it first? My instant reaction would be, holy crap, we got
to
kill this
But
now.
Suppose we held you back. What would be like, if you had 5 questions to ask the talking horse and you could only get those answers, what would they be?
Hold on 1 second. Let me refer to my notebook for my questions.
Keep in mind, the horse is allowed to say no comment.
Okay, first, will either one of you be so bold as to play the part of the horse for this? I mean, could we make it a joint effort?
I don't know how to think like a horse. How would he answer?
All right, horse. If you could eliminate one species from the planet, what would it be?
Dogs.
Wow. Why the hell would a horse hate dogs so much?
I don't know. I'm just.
Is that your second question?
Yeah, I just asked it. No, seriously, if I had 5 questions to ask a horse, I just can't imagine.
Wait, if the horse said a certain species of animal, if they said like mosquitoes or something.
If he said mosquito, I'd say, damn good answer. Answer, I'm with you.
Would you go out and, okay, horse, you stay here, and would you go to kill all the mosquitoes because the horse said to kill it?
No, I'm not Son of Sam listening to the neighbor's dog, okay? It's a horse talking to me. Like, if you told me that, oh, by the way, the sky is really green, like, I wouldn't start calling it green. It's a horse. What the hell does he know?
What's the name of the movie producer in Godfather with the horse's head?
Let me tell you something, my Kraut Mick friend. I can't think what the producer's name is, but that character.
That guy, his scream.
Is it like Murray or something?
It might be.
His scream is what I imagine a horse sounds like when they talk. Like, that's what I hear a horse saying when they talk.
Oh, so when you were watching The Godfather, did you think it was actually the horse screaming, not him?
My head!
Oh, this hurts!
Where's my body?
Good stuff. But seriously speaking, like, I'm not even screwing around. I understand, like, I'm doing, like, a gimmick for the radio or shtick. My instant reaction, if
no, I don't. That's why it's so disturbing.
If there is a horse that can talk, I think it should probably be killed. You know, if I had the time to think about it, maybe it shouldn't be killed.
All right, so then let me ask you this. What are your feelings on people who think the earth is round? Burned at the stake?
It's a horse that talks, dude. All right, here's the thing. Maybe after the fact, I'd feel bad about it. I would think that my instant reaction.
I should hope you feel bad about killing something.
Yeah, I know.
I forgot.
You've never killed anything in your life. You wouldn't kill something if it came down to it.
If it talked?
Well, killing something. So, in other words, a bear attacking him, and the only choice he has is to kill or be killed, as opposed to a horse saying, hey, Vito, what's up?
Yeah. Let's be quite honest, though. I don't give you good odds against a bear, dude.
Well, I don't give myself good odds. I'm running. And I still think it'll catch me.
If you go serpentine, apparently, if you go crisscross, they don't have like the...
If I jump?
Yeah, crisscross makes you. But their hips apparently don't have like the ball and socket joints like we do.
Look at that.
So if you go back and forth, they won't be able to catch
you.
Well,
I mean, if the bear
I'll keep that in mind before I get eaten.
If the bear like goes, oh, I'm going to kill you, then maybe I'll
back. And if a bear talks, he deserves to live. Because he's strong as hell.
Why does a bear deserve to live? I don't even know if we should be getting into this. This is real crazy. If the bear talks, he deserves to live.
Should I pull out a list?
But if the horse, yeah, let's start making a list of animals.
Who deserves to live over who of what species?
All right, let's be quite honest. Here's the story. We are the dominion over the land. We have dominion over the land. Here's the thing. Seriously speaking, I was just being crazy. Anything that talks, I guess we shouldn't kill it. If you want me to relent and actually be serious about this, we shouldn't kill it. But I would think that my instant reaction would be to want to kill it because I would be scared. I would be scared of a talking horse. Even if that horse, of course, was the famous Mr. Ed, I would want to kill it.
If aliens came down from, you would kill them?
Before they even got here, I would start shooting nuclear missiles in the sky and not even care.
I bring you love.
Yeah, here's your love.
Brings us love, breaks his legs.
Yeah, I have no, I'm afraid of talking animals. Okay. I couldn't be Dr. Doolittle. That's my established moment for the day, and that's what I got to say. My established moment.
Dr. Doolittle, you can't even be Wilbur.
Yeah, like one would even freak me out. See, I think one would freak me out more. What would freak you out more? One animal coming over to talk to you, or like a village of animals coming over to talk to you?
I think one, maybe. If you're in a field with a bunch of animals and they're all normal animals, but one of them is talking to you, is that what you're saying?
No, I think
that would be creepier.
You're like sitting in your house and a monkey shows up at your front door and says, hey, bro, what's going on?
Do you have any sugar?
Can I borrow a cup of sugar? Exactly. Or if the doorbell rings.
I think it would be creepier if the monkey came and knocked at the door and was like going like, hey, what's up? How are you? But like looking past me to see what's going on in the house. Then I'd really be suspicious of him.
You wouldn't want to kill him? Instantly, you'd have to. But like I said, or a monkey, a chicken, a pig, and a kangaroo.
Walk into a bar?
Would you just think you're crazy at that point?
500 miles an hour. But yeah, I would think the instant reaction would be...
Monkey and a talking horse walk into a bar.
The instant reaction would be to think that you were insane and either have to kill... Well, I would look at who was next to me and say, did you just hear that? Did that thing just happen? All right. 100. Wait, hold on. Horse. You be the horse. Okay, ready? Yo, bro. Yo, check out this horse over here, dude.
How you doing?
Dude, did that horse just say that?
Yeah, I think so.
Let's kill it. That's my reenactment.
I was just mad that he said, how you doing? I realized the horse is a Yankee fan. Well, then I'd kill it.
Maybe that's why he killed it. Get mesmerized.
Well, back to the original point
of
the story.
He's a Mets fan. Let's save him.
Well, yeah, that's different. That's a different story. He's smart, then. He really is an intelligent being. Back to the point of the story. Your boy Barbero apparently is starting to nuzzle with people and look for affection in life. So this dude's going to be depressed if he manages to survive this, and I'm starting to feel really bad for him.
Did Peter get involved at all? Like, did they try to, like, prevent him from being killed or anything?
That's the way that they get rid of horses. That's standard practice. Standards and practices.
That's the way you dispose of horses is essentially what you said.
Yeah.
Oh, that's awful when I think about it.
Is them living in pain and not being able to understand?
No, it's just that, you dispose of a living thing a certain way.
Do you know how you dispose of humans? You burn them or put them in a box. Everything gets disposed of, dude. Everything. Well, for those of you who don't know, I'm the harbinger of death. I brought this awful thing upon Barbero, if you don't recall, from a couple of weeks back. Let's relive the magic. Yesterday, if you don't know, was the Derby, Kentucky Derby. Barbero won it. And I'm going to say on the record right now, you heard it here first. Barbero, Triple Crown winner. Watch it happen. Watch it happen. Called it out. So sorry, Barbero. I'm sorry that I killed you. I'm sorry that you're sad right now, but hopefully you'll keep living and things will be good.
You want to make any other predictions, Predicto?
A monkey and a talking horse walk into a bar. The monkey says, I'll have a bottle of crazy horse. Horse says, I'll never fit.
Nice. No, I don't want to make predictions. The thing is, like, it wasn't like I predicted it and it happened. Like, it wasn't like I intended to do that. It just, like, it, you know, it seemed like a thing to talk about. I don't know. Isn't the Indy 500 today?
Does anybody care?
Indy 500's today, right?
Yes.
Officially, Danica Patrick winning it all. Watch it happen. Watch it happen, my friend.
Is she in that?
Yeah, yeah. She didn't get the pole. She got, like, eighth position or something like that. you're not going to say a word about it?
I'm not going to comment on what you said.
Oh, what, that she's going to go into a wall today and explode?
No, you said she didn't get the pole.
Oh, look at how filthy. See, you guys, it goes right over my head.
No, I wasn't even thinking.
Oh, really?
That.
Oh, no.
I thought she was like NASCAR.
No. She's Indy. By the way,
is there any difference? Like, what's the difference? Just a different organization?
Give me 2 seconds. Okay. I'll explain it. In the chat room, before we go past it, Barbaro, he'll be a bottle of paste in a week for my buddy Veal Chop. NASCAR is the North American stock car auto racing.
That's it.
They're different cars. They're like regular boxy stock cars as opposed to Indy cars, which are very similar to F1 cars. They're like the aerodynamic.
They look like little bugs.
Yeah, they're like they look like the spaceship cars that are flat to the ground as opposed to a NASCAR, which are like regular cars. Like, it looks like a Chevy Mustang. You know, that's the difference. But yeah, so she can't, I mean, I'm not a fan of either.
Oh, okay. When you said Chevy, like I was trying to remember the NASCAR game that we used to play. Damn it. The NASCAR game that we used to play, and I was like, oh yeah, those are just regular like Chevys and
they're cars.
Fords and stuff. Yeah.
They're just regulation cars. They're things you could drive down the street.
That you soup up. And
well, you can only soup it up to a certain extent. That's the whole point about it. It's stock cars. Uh-huh. It's supposed to make the driver's skill be paramount. You can't have like
this is the Indy cars. Or?
No, well, all of them across the board are same thing. But that's where the term stock car comes.
Whereas,
from.
Like, the Indies are more triangular.
Yeah, they're like the triangle. Well, there's a slight difference between F1 racers and Indy cars. They're pretty much the same thing, though, that flat little weird car. Again, I don't follow racing.
Are the drivers the same? Do they do both? Or
There are a few guys that do, but generally...
So, like,
NASCAR,
Jeff Gordon and Dale Earnhardt, those guys were never in, like, the Indy 500.
No, there are a couple of guys that do both.
I remember one guy that ever won the Indy 500, Bobby Rahal.
I have no idea who that is.
I was probably like
12
years old.
You don't know who Dale Earnhardt is?
Wait, no. He said Indy 500.
Indy 500, not NASCAR.
Dale Earnhardt was NASCAR.
NASCAR. Okay.
No, Mario Andretti is an Indy car driver.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Danica Patrick is Indy car. That's about where it's going to end for me. I don't know any other Indy cars. To be quite honest, I know nothing about racing. I'm coming off like an expert here because a guy that I work with a few weeks back was really into it, and we were starting to talk about it. Like, I just met the dude, and we started talking about stuff he liked, and he started giving me background on it. So now I'm your encyclopedia of race car knowledge.
I hope she doesn't break her leg.
We're going to see what's going to happen, and we're going to have to put her down and dispose of her.
Unless she's on Broadway.
So that's the story with that for our buddy Barbaro. So thoughts and prayers, Barbaro. Thoughts and prayers. For those of you who don't know, you're listening to Best in Show Radio exclusively on tpsradio.net. You check out our website, bestinshowradio.com. If you so choose, get us on the hotline, 888-985-0555, or instant message us, son of an F, at Best in Show Chris or Best in Show 100K. Actually, Best in Show 100K is not on.
There's no AIM on this computer anymore somehow.
What?
Completely gone.
I got to fix that computer. It's a piece of garbage. But that's the story with that. Also on TPS Radio, if you don't know now, officially... The Bang Cartoon Radio. I don't know if it's the Bang Cartoon Radio Show or Bang Cartoon Radio Hour. The winners. Winners. That's what I thought it was too, but for some reason it didn't sound right to me. The winners of Podcastorama 2006. Congratulations! You joined the likes of such professional shows as Best in Show, Craig Coleman Show, Deja Sass Hour, Brian Scott Show, all the good stuff. Sports Buffet. Kelly and Alana. I'm trying to think of everybody.
Baseball Musings,
Lunatic Radio, all the other good stuff here on TPS Radio. For those of you who don't know, if you don't listen all the time, you should be. You shouldn't only be listening Sunday morning.
You know, I actually listened to the show that follows you last week, And
I have no idea about that crap.
I can't remember the name of it, but it was...
Wait, for the record, I'm totally kidding. No, in all honesty, the only reason I don't know what follows us is because after the show, I'm usually doing tech stuff to record the MP3. I just want to be a jerk there.
Sorry. It's a replay of Sports Buffet.
Okay.
Oh, is it really? Okay. Yeah, oh, that's good. With Jen and Ray.
Yeah, it was a guy and a girl, and they were wearing some kind of...
Stadium Pals?
I guess that's what it was, yeah. And it's she was talking about how it pretty much... I think he said it circumcised him.
There's actually a link to the Stadium Pal on the side of the TPS.
I think that's actually why they were reviewing it. I think they're actually a sponsor now for TPS Radio. It's apparently Stadium Pal is like a device so you don't have to get up if you have to go to the bathroom when you're at the game. Is that the way you understood it?
That's what it sounded like, yeah. Remember Depends parties?
Yeah, you know what, man? It's we stole it though. We stole Depends.
Yeah, from Big Brother. Yeah,
from Big Brother. When we were younger, we maybe decided to wear Depends and hang out and drink and not have to go to the bathroom. Same concept, but there was no mics on us. Would have been good. Would have been good. It was actually good stuff. It was good times. But that's Sports Buffet is a good show. It's good. It's good stuff.
It sounded all right.
Jen and Ray they know their stuff.
Wow,
they're pretty funny.
This is a serious situation here. I thought that was a joke. I didn't think this was a real product.
Yeah, no. It was 100%. It's 100% a real product. The fact that they're using it as they used it on the show as a gimmick was great. Well, what do you got? If I could describe 100K's face right now, it's one of almost absolute horror as he's looking at this thing. I guess you're a fan of the bathroom.
When you gotta go, but you want to stay is the
motto.
An undetectable male leg bag.
Is it like I hate to see you leave, but I love to watch you go?
It consists
For the record, let's keep in mind, these are sponsors of our station.
Looks like a good product.
Terrific. I'm going to buy three.
You know what? What would you do if you... Could you fill up a Stadium Pal with, like, beer and put it on your head, like one of those things? And, like, instead of, like, going to the bathroom... Oh, you could wear two. Oh, I'm sorry, I just got crazy.
What you're going to do is we just want to put one of those helmets that has a can on each side on your head and a Stadium Pal on the bottom.
Oh, that's so convenient.
Convenient or filthy? Yeah, filthy and disgusting and worthy of being shot and put to sleep and disposed of and turned into glue a week later.
You can go while you're going. Oh, you can drink while you're going.
Wait, what? You can go while you're going? What the hell just happened?
They should go on the go. Then. That's a competitor.
Go on the go?
Sorry.
Actually, you can put a some kind of water filtration system in the bottom of your shoe, and then a tube up the other side so you can re-drink the water.
It'll just be hot, though.
You know,
no, you chill it.
Totally different subject entirely. I mean, not totally different subject, but totally not what we're planning to talk about at all. Is there anything grosser than the fact that what we drink every day goes through things called water treatment plants? And your crap and your pee is separated from the water before it comes back to you to drink again.
Is there anything grosser than that? I guess drinking the water that wasn't treated.
Yeah, but I mean, but that doesn't happen. It's such a filthy thing, man. We're honestly the worst things on earth.
I didn't even know that.
And yet you want to kill a talking horse.
You know what? Maybe the talking horses deserve to live and just the people need to be killed.
You guys are screwing it up.
You know what? I could be wrong. I don't know if water treatment plants treat the water and send it back in, like right into our faucets. It may just clean it and send it out into the ocean. I don't know, but there are things such called water treatment plants where they clean the crap and pee pee from your. All right, I got to change the subject. I'm getting totally gnarled out by myself here.
Do you want some water?
No, never again. I'm just thinking.
You drink beer that goes through all these processes too, like.
Yeah, but there's barley and hops involved in that. It's terrific.
I wish it tastes so
good. Hold on. Hey, listen to it.
That was the worst thing I've ever
You know, heard. I didn't think you could do that for radio, but you somehow achieved it. Congratulations.
Doesn't it sound delicious? I'm back to drinking beer again, despite being on a two-week taking off from beer thing. I went back on the South Beach diet because I got tremendously heavy again. And I want to start losing weight again, but I'm only drinking low carb beer and staying on some sort of a South Beach diet. I'm actually losing weight again; it's good stuff. But I'm back to drinking beer at the very least. Thought I'd mention that. Little updates about my life, about my weight.
You look good, man.
Thanks. According to the chat room, New York is known for the cleanest water in the country. I know it's the best tasting.
Oh, Brooklyn's water's so good.
I
like tap water? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you could drink Brooklyn's tap water right out of the tap.
Nice.
You don't have to put it through like a...
Are you daring me? You
probably should, but it's... You know what? I moved from Brooklyn to...
I'm sorry. I don't want to... I don't... Go to what you got to say. I'll remember.
I moved from Brooklyn to Staten Island when I was 16 years old, and I went from... And this was in a project, too, I lived in. I would just drink the water, because I would just assume the project water would be worse. But I would drink it right out of the faucet, and it was clean and pure. And then when I moved here, I was amazed. It was like this cloudy, warm foam. Like,
I tend to think that has a lot to do more with your building. I don't think that we have cloudy white foam on Staten Island. Again, I used to drink tap water.
If you fill a glass from Staten Island tap water, if you let it sit there for 2 minutes, it's going to be like completely cloudy, and you might even see like all kinds of things floating in it.
I don't think I believe that's true.
Delicious.
I don't think I believe that's true. I mean, don't get me wrong. I understand you had this experience. I drink tap water pretty much straight from the tap. I actually have one of those water purification systems right on the side of my sink. The water purification.
Does that work? I have the Brita filter that you fill the pitcher.
Gross. Gross. Okay? First of all water purification systems, stop it. It's just craziness. I have the purification next to my sink. Because my wife likes it, so we put water for my wife and water for my daughter goes to that. I drink right from the tap. I don't care. Those Brita or Pure water filters that you put the pitchers in the refrigerator, disgusting. I think it gives the most awful taste to the water.
It does give a funny taste, but when you see what it took out, it's kind of...
But what is it putting in? Then I don't like the taste of water then. I don't like the taste of pure water. Pure water tastes gross.
I know what you mean. It almost has a taste like... Like, water's not supposed to have a taste, and it almost does.
Do you think that those things are made by paranoid maniacs? It's
made by people who want to take advantage of paranoid maniacs and make money off them.
Yeah, what's that thing, the ozone thing, the air purifier thing that they have? Like, you have one.
Shut up, I got two of them.
Yeah.
They're the greatest things in the world.
They give me the biggest headaches in the world because of the ozone that it lets out. It's really hot in here.
By the way, I apologize for the heat in this room. It's unbearably hot. I'm going to have to turn the air conditioner up higher.
Everyone at home, turn your air conditioner higher.
You know what?
So you can experience what we're experiencing.
You guys keep talking about your water thing here. I'm actually going to step out of the room. We're going to adjust the air conditioner. And while we're talking about drink, maybe we'll talk about food, too. And maybe I'll bring a couple of snacks in and we can talk about things.
Okay.
I'll be right back, guys.
You know what? I'm going to do two people called out different brands of water, Dasani and Poland Spring. And as you see, Vito, I actually have one of each right next to me. I'm going to do a taste test right now. And I'm going to tell you which one is better.
Do you want my opinions on both before you drink? Or?
Sure.
I like Poland Spring. I also like Fiji water. Fiji water is really, really good. I don't like Dasani at all. It's funny because it sounds just like my last name. But Dasani tastes kind of... It does, doesn't it?
I'm sorry. I just think it's funny that that's why you think you should like it. Because it sounds like your last name.
Come on.
Like, if it was your last name, that's totally different. You have to like it.
If I hated it, oh my God, yeah, that'd be awful. But yeah, I always feel like Dasani tastes a little...
I have to say, my opinion.
By the way, it's not going to get colder.
The ice cold bottle of Dasani is beating the warm bottle of Poland Spring by miles right now.
For the record, it's not going to get any colder in the house. The air conditioner is actually on full blast. It's these bookcases that are blocking it.
I have that problem in my house. I have a...
We could burn the books.
My air conditioner was on full blast.
Oh.
The lowest temperature it goes to last night, and I'm sweating in my...
To the point that I just went outside. My wife had to put a sweater on my daughter because it's too cold in the rest of the house, but in here it's sweltering. I mean, it also, we're three guys in a room, and the air conditioner vent is kind of covered. But I know you guys are talking about brands. There's no other brand other than Poland Spring. Every other bottle of water sucks.
Do you ever drink Fiji?
My wife loves Fiji.
It's really, really
good.
I hate
it, but my wife also likes that purified water out of the sink, which I think is garbage.
Oh, by the way, I wanted to borrow The Bad Guys One. You just said books. We said books, and
can I use a pair of socks? Yeah, no, no problem. I'll be more than happy to loan that to you.
Veal Chop is calling out for a taste test right now, saying there's no way I could tell the difference between the two waters. The only problem is the Poland Spring's warm, so I'm going to know which is which.
Next week, water taste test 100K. Next week, we'll prepare it. I'll have it done. I'll get all the different types
of
bottled water.
Let me know which ones you're going to get, because to be fair, I'll drink them during the week to see
if... To practice? No.
Well, but I'm not saying I could identify them. This isn't like the cheese incident. I don't drink a lot of different bottled waters. I drink this, and I drink I drink this because it happened to be in the store
today.
Okay,
so you know what? Poland Spring versus Dasani next week.
Grab two other ones. Grab like Evian and Fiji or something at the same time.
Nah, that's all crap. I'm not even going to bother with it. Because it's why he's not claiming that
Aquafina's good.
He could claim, he's claiming that he likes that one better than that one. So we're going to see if he can tell the difference between that one and that one. Just like, I don't want to make it too difficult. I don't want to make it impossible to try seven different waters and tell me which is which.
Which one do you like?
But as long as we're going to taste and we're talking about tasting, guys. About this week, I've been I told you before, I've been on my little South Beach drive, so I've been trying to find like some healthy snacks or healthy-ish snacks to eat, or low-carb snacks, I guess, to eat. I've got a new thing going that I really love, and I want you guys to experience it with me today, and I want to know how you feel about it. You ready? And there's new layers that get involved. Okay, first of all, here's my new invention.
Cheese ice cream was just called out at the chat room.
Yeah, it's from our old radio show, cheddar cheese flavored ice cream. It's a Filipino delight, and it's absolutely delicious.
I've had it.
Okay, here's what we got. I got you guys some snacks. Why don't you grab one each and leave one for me because I'm starving.
Should we go ahead and eat this or wait?
Take a bite. Well, you want to describe what you're looking at right here? I mean, you know what it is, obviously, from looking at it.
It's like crunchy peanut butter on one of those wafer cookies, I guess?
Part of my low-carb diet, I got sugar-free vanilla wafer cookies.
Not to be confused with Nilla wafers.
No, not Nilla wafers. These, like those, like the flat sugar cookies, whatever, but these aren't sugar, they're sugar-free. And I also have low-carb peanut butter. Somehow I thought the two tastes, I don't know how I knew to put them together for some reason. I think I did it by accident.
I think, wasn't your wife walking with the nafer and you were walking with the peanut butter and you crashed into each other?
Hey, yeah, and I started screaming, you got your peanut butter on my wafer. What do you guys think about peanut butter, vanilla? Aren't these flavors that should automatically be together?
Yeah, they just meld together.
Yeah, I mean, is there something that's already peanut butter and vanilla?
They make, it's not the same. I was going to say they make white chocolate Reese's peanut butter cups, but it's not vanilla.
That's actually one of my favorite things in the world.
You had one last night, I think, right?
The big cup I had.
Yeah.
So much for my low-carb diet.
I'm shocked that those vanilla wafers are low-carb.
Yeah, well, they're not low-carb, but they're a lot lower carb than anything else. They wouldn't be total low-carb.
Because they're so small?
Yes, it's the size. But, so that's so good stuff, right?
It's very good.
Also this week, new from Doritos. Fiery habanero Doritos.
Low carb?
Not quite low carb. I walked by it on Friday night, saw the bag there, and said, I really want to be able to taste that. You know what? When I get off my low carb diet like a year from now, this will probably be off the market already because Doritos just goes through flavors. Like, you know, if it's not Nacho or Cool Ranch, it's not going to last.
Have you noticed that people have just been like, go ahead, I'll tell you in a second.
Okay. Have I noticed that people?
I'll get to it. I just want you to finish what you're saying.
But so I bought the bag thinking, all right, I'll eat it later. And being the king of willpower that I am, I had one on Friday night, as I'm going to right now. And I'd like you guys to partake of a fiery habanero Dorito.
I'm not a big spicy guy.
I disagree.
Oh, thank you.
I think you're a big spicy guy.
Well, here's what I was going to say just now.
Say it before you chew it. And have a drink ready.
I don't have a drink ready. I don't have any. I'll drink the warm Poland Spring. That's fine. Have you noticed that a lot of these brands are making like these really weird concoctions lately? I went into Walgreens and actually 7-Eleven last night when we stopped in, I noticed that they were there too. Almond Joy and Mounds, they have these two new flavors that are just kind of like practice flavors, I guess. One of them is the Mounds one is dark chocolate and orange flavored coconut. Or some kind of like orange.
Disgusting. Everything about that is disgusting.
And then the Almond Joy one was toasted almond coconut or something. Or toasted coconut or something like that.
It was just toasted flavored, I suppose. Their Almond Joy is that they cook too much. How do you feel, by the way, about the fiery habanero
How
chips?
Many do you think I could eat before I have to take a drink?
Oh, probably like not that many. I mean, I'm sure you could eat a ton. They're good. They're good stuff.
I barely got through one before I almost.
Fiery habanero Doritos. I love spicy food. I love them. I absolutely love them.
You like Indian food, don't you?
Yeah, quite a bit.
You like the spicy. What do you get when you go to Indian? Oh my God, that's wow.
There's only one. Well, you don't have a lot of tolerance for hot food.
No.
By the way, I'm just 100K.
The Puerto Rican has no tolerance for hot food.
Just throwing the food, throwing them down. Just so you understand, there's only one chip in the world hotter than the Doritos. Oh, you'd give me the bag back. I thought you were just offering me one.
I was thinking I could just sit here and eat for the whole show, but...
Yeah, there's only one brand of chip hotter than this, and that's Hers Red Hot Potato Chips. But have you ever had a Hers Red Hot Potato Chip? The chips are so fluorescent red, they're practically pink. They're so red, covered in the stuff. It's terrific. It's outstanding.
I think my ribs are that color right now.
Feels like my lip is swelling. That's insane.
Sorry, this is really disgusting radio.
That was delicious.
I love fiery habanero chips. So.
What have we learned?
We haven't learned it yet, my friends. So this week, I had myself a nice peanut butter and a vanilla wafer chip. Say, wow, these two tastes were meant to go together. A minute later, I throw a spicy habanero chip in my mouth. I'd say, holy crap, these flavors go perfectly together.
No.
So I present you gentlemen with vanilla wafers, peanut butter, and cayenne pepper.
What the? Oh, my.
You guys want to try them?
Can we do it at the same time?
No, but I guess I will.
Did you?
I have no idea what these taste like.
But I don't think cayenne pepper is what was on those.
It's the idea of a spicy...
Isn't cayenne pepper something you use to season meat before you cook it?
You can use it for a lot of things. It's an extremely...
Actually, you can throw it at people, too.
In people's eyes to blind them, whatever. It's an extremely hot pepper. 100K being the first one to jump in.
Yeah, he's...
I have not tried this yet. I just did this right before the show, trying to think, how am I going to put hot and this together? He has a weird look on his face. Do you like it?
It doesn't feel hot. For some reason, it numbed the side of my mouth, I think, when it touched the pepper.
Really? All right, hold on.
I was talking about my lip swelling a few seconds ago. All right. That's not terrible.
The hot plus peanut butter plus vanilla, outstanding.
Yeah, I see what you mean. When I eat spicy Chinese food, I always want to eat the fortune cookies during it.
I think I'm onto something here. I think this is the snack food market of the millennium.
Can we do a tissue taste test so I can wipe this off my hands?
You can wipe it on the wall or something. I don't have any tissues in here. But I love peanut butter, vanilla, and spicy.
You should enter the Pillsbury Bake Off.
I'm not going to bake anything, though. I'm just going to put peanut butter on pre-made crackers.
Pillsbury Snack Off.
Here's the inherent problem with those snacks. Wow, that's something else. You have to make them. It's kind of like counterproductive to the idea of a snack.
Of ripping open a bag.
Yeah, you know, like a snack is just something instant that you're just like, oh, you know, and you just pop it in. Whereas this, it's like, it's almost like you're preparing it.
Yeah, it's almost like, why don't you just make food?
Yeah,
like
if you're gonna.
Yes, you love preparing food, though, don't you?
It's one of my favorite things in the world.
I hate it so much.
Did you just scratch your neck, or is that from the cayenne pepper? Like, your neck is
no,
really red.
No, I scratch my neck. Okay.
I like sitting there and having a plate handed to me. A la...
Restaurant?
2 minutes ago.
I love cooking. You know what? I love cooking because I love to eat. I love the idea, though. I get great satisfaction from seeing people be so pleased with what I've made.
That's not bad.
I told you, I had a couple of barbecues over the past few weeks for my kid's birthday. A couple weeks back, anyway. And I take extreme pride in the fact that I think I have the single greatest burger recipe in the world. Love it.
Are you going
to... No, I'm not going to give it on the air. Absolutely not. It's my secret recipe. But if you're ever...
No, that was my question. I said, are you going to make me one after the show?
You know what? It actually is a holiday weekend. I actually want to make burgers this weekend. You working tomorrow?
I am off tomorrow.
You should have burgers.
So when I wake up with a burger hangover, I don't have to go to work.
No, tomorrow we should have burgers, like for the holiday.
Burger hangover. For,
when I a couple of years back, I used to work for a particular company. I had an older man, a veteran, that used to be my boss by the name of Rich. And Rich always said to me, and every Memorial Day, which I'm remiss that I haven't said anything about Memorial Day yet, but he would say every Memorial Day to me, Chris, there's two things every man has to do. Honor the heroes and bury the dead. Happy Memorial Day. He would say it to me every year. By the way, that was the worst impersonation of him ever for the three people.
I thought he talked like a vampire.
No, that's a different boss. It's not him. It's not blah. That's a different guy. And I never really, like, I always thought when he said, like, wait, I could think of like 100 other things that people have, like, maybe you got to eat, you got to sleep, you got to breathe. Like, there's lots of other things we have to do other than honor the heroes and bury the dead.
Maybe he's talking about things that you don't necessarily know you have to do. Although some people don't know they have to eat. Uh-oh, you know what it's time for now. The helicopter report.
Okay, in all honesty, that totally freaked me out because I was like, wait, you playing a sound for that? No, there's Instant Messenger playing the Rampage.
You're
going
to have to sign off
sounds.
Again after a while. It's going to keep coming in.
Yeah, when it's actually a pretty cool sound. That was a nice one.
We should come really up with something you have to do every time AIM decides to play a sound. Like, I don't know.
Like I should have a sound bite that we play or something for?
No. You should have to do something like drink Tabasco sauce
drink.
Or something. You should have to take a sip of beer.
I'm not opposed. I'm not opposed to getting. I'll put shot glasses of Tabasco in here, and I'll do a shot of Tabasco every time that happens. That's fine. I'll do it. I'll take the shot for the show.
But is there anything you won't eat? And I don't mean like food wise. I mean like you like spicy stuff. Is there like do you like not like sour stuff? Like
no, I love sour.
Wait, is there anything you won't eat, and I don't mean food-wise.
I won't eat rocks.
Walls.
I won't eat walls.
Plastic.
I won't eat rocks. No, I'll pretty much try just about anything.
Why don't you go on something like Fear Factor?
Because I don't want to eat bugs.
Okay, then you won't eat bugs. There you go.
I'm not saying I won't. I don't. I'm not looking to eat bugs. I'm not seeking out eating bugs. And you know what? Fear Factor has too much height stuff involved. I will not do anything high.
Yeah.
So I'm out of that. Like as soon as you put me on,
you could be sober.
Yeah.
Yeah. I won't do anything like just walk across this tightrope. It's not a big deal. It's 4 feet wide, but it's from the moon to Mars. Like I can't.
But here's the thing. Anything they do on Fear Factor, is there any risk of being killed?
Yes.
Irrelevant.
I think.
But I always
point.
Wonder.
I think that's the point.
So how come nobody's gotten killed yet?
I don't think there's a real risk of being killed.
One guy got brain damage.
What?
He was underwater, you know, like they had to submerge somebody underwater. And he was underwater for so long that like he the oxygen in his brain, you know, I can't remember the exact story, but they did get sued. It was never shown on the air, and this guy got brain damage. I mean, I wish I had a story in front of me, but like,
how is this show still on television if that's the case?
Probably settled out of court.
No, but I mean, like, shouldn't the authorities come in there with guns
because,
and make them stop?
Well, here's why: because before you go on, you sign a disclaimer. You know, you always got to sign something that says, you know, this is potentially dangerous. Are you aware of the dangers that you're putting yourself into? Yes. We are not liable for anything that happens to you, etc. You know what I mean? Like any show. Where you have something.
I don't care. The prize is a washing machine.
In all honesty, I hate it now. I didn't even know that they really had to do stuff like that. I hate Fear Factor. I think it's the worst show in the world. For one, I actually just hate Fear Factor. I just think it's a dumb show.
Wasn't that guy in Ultimate Fighter, Joe Rogan, the host?
You are a genius. Because literally, I'm thinking in my mind, awesome. This is going to be the perfect way to lead into the UFC.
It was funny because I was going to say, wow, you like the host. You were just talking about him last night.
Yeah, I think Fear Factor is the stupidest show on television. It's just like, hey, let's be gross. Let's be scary. Let's be creepy. Yeah, people talk in the chat room, too, about Fear Factor ending. It did officially end 100K. You just said that, too?
I haven't seen it. I only usually know shows aren't on anymore because I noticed they're gone.
For the record, I desperately want another cayenne pepper peanut butter vanilla crisp, and I didn't make enough. Yeah, I never watched the show ever. I think I breezed by it and saw someone with worms on them and said, oh, sick. And changed the channel because it's just dumb.
Sick. Sick, bro.
But yeah, the host of Fear Factor, Joe Rogan, who I think is a fine comedian, actually a comedian, is also the host of the Ultimate Fighting Championship pay-per-view events. One of the co-hosts with somebody, Goldberg, Mike Goldberg or something. Last night... UFC 60 for MMA fans out there. Big fights, big stuff going on. 100K, I don't know if you caught it at all. Do you know anything about it?
Didn't even know it was on. That's not true, actually. I knew there was one coming because of the bulletin hanging at my job. They always put the pay-per-view
bulletins.
I thought
you didn't have a job.
No, that was on the last show.
Oh, right, right. Sorry, I forgot. Well, the main event last night. Spoiler alert.
That was when I used to pretend all the time.
Oh, right, right.
100K doesn't pretend anymore.
I was just going to say, right, 100K. You don't do that anymore. Spoiler alert, if you did not see the UFC and plan to see it and don't want to know what happened, stop listening for, I'd say, 5 minutes.
Probably an hour.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think we'll go that long, but we'll see.
Wait, let's give them a chance to get out of the room. All right, you heard the door shut, so they're out of the room now.
Deja, by the way, is asking if you took Segway classes, because that was perfect. So, last night's main event, a legend, Hoist Gracie. If you know anything about Ultimate Fighting, Hoist Gracie is the original guy, the little skinny guy in the gi who made jiu-jitsu popular in the mixed martial arts world, basically created the mixed martial arts world. He made his big triumphant comeback against my favorite fighter, Matt Hughes.
Maniac Matt Hughes.
Maniac.
I don't know. I was trying to
say he's never had that name before.
Monster Matt.
Now
Hughes.
He
does. Matt the Dancing Angel Hughes. Matt Hughes, welterweight champion of the world, who is honestly he's like 175 pounds and probably stronger than any 400 pound guy on the planet. He's just like a rock. He's amazing. He's awesome. Love him. Last night, the big return of Hoist Gracie. It was. Whoa, what are you laughing about?
I'm just thinking, what could be the worst possible nickname like one of these guys could come out with?
Baby-faced assassin.
Baby-faced assassin was one of my favorites.
Matt the Fisherman Hughes.
All right, dude. Somebody, the Fisher King, was definitely one of the guys.
Yeah, no, King Fisher.
King Fisher. That's what it was.
What was his name?
I can't remember.
I want to say it was
Why
Mike
is Cadillac
Fisher?
Such a popular nickname?
For
that's
who?
That's
for drummers
name.
Of Blink-182. I can't think of anybody else.
Cadillac Williams?
That's his name. That's not a nickname.
His name's Cornell.
No.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. That's his nickname.
Oh, I thought it was actually Cadillac. Oh, I was excited.
That's a pretty bad one.
Dude's a jerk.
He likes a car.
Nova. Nova Williams. Passat Williams.
Nova. Taylor. Well, so for those of you who don't know, good thing we told you to stop listening for 5 minutes while we talk about cars. Car nicknames. Matt Hughes, you know, facing his demons and having to face a legend and finally try and prove himself.
What
against
facing his demons? What is it?
Well, the knock against him is that he never...
Royce, the Demon Gracie.
He never faced any, like, legendary fighters. He just fought, like, today's fighters. So
okay, I didn't know that.
Like, trying to legitimize himself by going against a legend. Going against a guy who's proven. A guy who
Ric
hasn't,
Flair.
A guy who hasn't fought in 10 years.
No, who's the legend?
The legend?
Does somebody go by the name The Legend?
There's a legend killer, Randy
I'm
Orton.
I'm just going to be such an obstacle to you getting this conversation.
Keep going. It's fine. I have no idea who The Legend is.
There was no wrestler that used the name The Legend.
The Legend Killer. The Living Legend, Larry Zbysko.
Living Legend, Legend
Wait,
Killer.
Wait, so that's still available? Because I may have to use
the
it.
The Legend Slayer, Jack Swade.
Yeah, no, I know that. Well, who was the legend you slayed? I mean, he slayed.
Gigahertz. For those of you who have no idea what I'm talking about.
I didn't know you were talking legends.
For those of you who don't know what I'm talking about, I'm making internet wrestling role-playing references to myself to make Vito and our buddy John and 100K laugh, and that's it.
Honestly.
Before you stepped
Actually, you know what? Vanessa won't know gigahertz, but Vanessa knows a little bit about
before
our internet
you started,
wrestling history.
Before you took the step into LARPing, you used to role play. I'm not even going to like try to lie. We used to role play online.
For the record, I played Dungeons and Dragons.
True.
I was in high school, many years before role playing was involved.
I didn't know you in high school. And I definitely called you on some Friday nights a few years back.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I definitely played Dungeons and Dragons up until my early 20s. I'm really cool.
Oh, okay.
I'm a really cool guy.
Well, we were living at Sand Lane.
We tried to. We never actually really got it started. But no, my point was. That I, excuse me, I got a little gas. That my internet wrestling thing was not my first foray into the closest thing to LARPing. I was playing D&D when I was a kid. Although I guess that's not live action; it's just regulation role playing.
And once you got a belt,
that's IRPing
with Jack Swade on it, then you officially were LARPing.
I never actually purchased a belt with Jack Swade on it. I purchased the Ric Flair belt because in my mind, Jack Swaid would beat Ric Flair, okay. beat the best legend in the world to become the champion. So
much legend better. Slayer, there, and it comes all right back.
Right, but back to the point. I'm totally confused.
Cadillac Williams was fighting Gracie Mansion.
So Matt Hughes trying to legitimize himself and go,
Matt the Fisherman Hughes.
And go against a legend like Hoist Gracie, who hasn't been in the ring in 10 years, utterly demolished the guy in one round and just killed him. Now that it's officially been 5 minutes and people are probably just tuning back, now I'm spoiling. Yeah, Matt Hughes absolutely destroyed him. I actually won a little money on the fight because I'm a betting man. And I like Matt Hughes, and he's my guy. And congratulations, Matt Hughes. And there you go. Oh, Rampage's Destruction, I think, is going to start right now. Here comes the music. Give me the Tabasco.
Reminds me of Apocalypse Now.
This is the Fisherman's theme music.
I almost want to watch that now.
You know, I remember one of them Gracie guys, one of the only UFC things I ever saw, fighting another guy, and the whole time they were mostly just holding each other on the ground.
That's jiu-jitsu, dude. That's mixed martial arts. That's what the majority of it is.
And one of them, the Gracie guy, got hit a bunch of times in the face, and at one point it just looked like he had like a cantaloupe on his face because it swelled up so much.
Always Gracie used to get his face smashed in for like, you know, the whole time. This is back when there were no time limits. So he would just sit there and get his face bashed in.
They didn't have rounds, too, right? Because nope. I think they mentioned something like
yeah,
that
Matt
last
Hughes
night.
Mentioned that last night, that it's a different world than what Gracie was used to. He'd get his face bashed in for 15 minutes, and then he'd pull some little slick move and slip around a guy's back and start choking him. And that was the way it was. Yeah, but Hoist Gracie, according to what UFC was saying last night, undefeated. I seem to remember that he lost in Pride within the past year, which is another organization of, you know, mixed martial arts fighting stuff.
So wait a minute, wait.
Isn't Pride the gay parade?
That too. He won at that.
He had a dance off with someone. But you just said that he hasn't fought in 10 years. But yet
in the UFC, according to what the UFC said last night. From what I heard, he had a couple of return fights. A guy who hasn't regularly fought, let's put it that way. I'm not 100% sure on that. I believe I heard that he fought in Pride. I don't know for a fact, but I heard that he fought in Pride and lost. I don't watch Pride very often. More of a UFC guy.
In the name of love.
But so, yeah, Matt Hughes, congratulations on being the guy who beat up a 40-year-old man last night. You're a real champ. Don't get me wrong. I still love the guy. I think he's the greatest in the world. But he totally demolished the guy. There was nothing. It was nothing about the fight. Earlier in the card, Diego Sanchez, the winner of the middleweight champion of the Ultimate Fighter, won the TV series.
Was that the Nightmare guy?
Yeah, the Nightmare, Diego Sanchez. The Nightmare, Diego Sanchez, he won last night.
Brandon.
Oh, the Nightmare. All right.
And then there was Brandon the Truth Vera.
Brandon the Truth Vera also.
Nightmare
won.
Versus Truth.
No, not against each other. It's a different fight. It's another winner. Okay.
That would be a good one, Nightmare and Truth.
They're in the same division, aren't they? They're both heavyweights?
No. Brandon Vera is a heavyweight. Diego Sanchez is a middleweight.
Oh, okay.
But I love watching dudes punch dudes in the face. I love fights.
You know
like
what's
that.
Funny? I've been taking a task for this all week. I was talking to a friend of mine, and she just doesn't understand why anybody would watch somebody beat the crap out of each other. And I mean, I don't know how to explain the interest. You know, I like I used to box, and I like that.
Wait, when did you box?
I boxed in college.
Okay, sorry.
No, I
didn't mean to call you out. I knew nothing about it.
I boxed a little bit in college, and then I took some boxing lecture. I'm not going to be able to say it now.
Boxing lectures.
Messenger message. I took some boxing lessons right around the time.
Sorry, I'm looking on the Hoist Gracie side because I'm getting asked questions who he lost to in Pride, and I got to find this information out.
But what was I?
You were talking about when you were the box in UFC.
Oh, great. That was my name, Vito the Box. But I just always enjoyed one-on-one competition. Like, when I played basketball, I liked one-on-one more than playing five-on-five. It's just...
It's funny. Me and him were talking about, I think on a... Weren't we talking about, like, one-on-one versus team sports? We definitely weren't. I'm imagining this. Oh, you were saying what you don't think is a sport, which is basically everything. Games versus sports.
Talking horses, not a sport.
I just like I like team sports. Don't get me wrong. I like when, like, football and hockey are my two favorite sports. And I like the idea of a machine working, you know, towards a common goal. Like, you know, and when I say machine, I mean, like, when a team works well together, they work like a machine. You know?
All the parts are well-oiled.
Yeah. And I think the appeal of one-on-one sports like boxing, like mixed martial arts, like what are some other ones?
Tennis.
Yeah, tennis is another good one. Thank you. I think that, you know, the idea of even baseball,
unless
to
it's
an extent,
doubles,
even baseball to an extent, because it's, you know, the batter versus the pitcher. Even though you have the outfield and the infield and everything,
yeah, there's a very one-on-one. Each play begins as a one-on-one.
Yeah, you know, and I kind of appreciate the idea of knowing what's inside of you, as opposed to relying on other people. Does that make sense?
So, like laying in an X-ray machine.
I gotta
so you know what's inside of you.
Oh,
I got to be 100% honest. I have no idea what you guys are even talking about, because I was busy looking at some websites.
We're talking about one-on-one sports.
They're good.
There's the lack of letting the team down, too.
Yeah, that's true.
Unless you consider yourself the team.
There is no I in team unless you spell it T-E-I-M.
By the way, the loss in pride was to Kazushi Sakuraba. Sakuraba is the guy who Hoist Gracie got knocked out.
He was
by
in the Mets bullpen a couple of years ago.
Yeah, I think he was. But that's the loss. I thought I was totally insane. That was it was a couple of years back, though. It was in 2000. He did lose. Sorry. Hi, I'm the stick in the spokes. Nice to meet you. So what are you guys talking about? Are you doing a show or something?
You guys are listening to Best in Show Radio.
Who, me? I'm not. I'm sitting here doing it. I'm not listening.
I'm sorry.
I'm not even paying attention. I was looking at a website during the show.
I'm a little lost. I was thinking, I was talking to Vito. I forgot we were doing a show.
Yeah, you're listening to, by the way,
Best in Show.
In the chat room, I'm getting blown away by the nickname that Vito is getting in the chat room. I'm not even going to say it out loud.
That's okay. It was a playoff Vito the Box.
Sorry, I wasn't even listening to the show for the past 5 minutes. You know how you used to go on autopilot? I've totally been out.
Why don't you do a show with us?
You know what? I'm here. I'm ready to join the show. Yeah, Hoist Gracie lost.
What did he do?
He lost.
What did he do?
Oh, he lost. Wait, ask me one more time because I wasn't ready.
What did he do?
Where the hell's the sound? Hold on, let me see.
It's in your throat. It's in your chest. You got to bring it out.
Dude, what was the name of the... Oh, there it is. He lost. Oh, God, I have the sound muted. nothing makes sense.
We all lost.
I'm totally a mess right now. Dude, stop asking. For all the fans of Best in Show, bestinshowradio.com. Oh, sorry, bestinshowradio.com, tpsradio.net. Stop distracting me with making me look at websites during the show. We need a producer. We need a producer to do stuff that I need during the show. I just want to say
that. You can't fit a producer in here, I don't think.
See, I was just going to say, we need, like, a new studio.
Yeah, okay, buy me a...
No. I don't mean that. I mean, we need, like, a studio. Like, we need to go to a studio.
I got no problem with that. Let's find one. I'm in.
Does XM let you use their studios and their satellites?
No problem. It's no problem at all. Yeah, so if you guys didn't know, Hoist Gracie, he lost. What the hell song is this?
Did you watch Lost the beginning of this year?
I gotta work out. Make some blended drinks.
Wait, this is so much better that you don't know what this is now.
I don't even remember this at all.
This is how the show started this year.
Oh, this is what what's his name was listening to?
Desmond.
Maybe the fact that I watched that episode 45 times.
I just watched it again this week, actually. Does it have the record getting scratched by the kind of needle?
No, there's no explosion.
Oh, okay.
I think that was something done specifically for the show.
This Wednesday night on ABC, the 2-hour finale, season finale of Lost.
It happened already.
Oh.
I mean last Wednesday.
Are we going to talk about it, or are we going to give, like, a 2-month spoiler alert?
I'm sorry, I was just listening.
Sorry.
What do you got, bro? What? You know what I need? I need like the record scratching sound. I don't want to play that. What's going on, dude? What the hell is going on? For those of you who are like lost and you're not looking to be spoiled, stop listening to the show because this is probably going to be the next hour. all right. Straight up, I don't know who watched Lost, who didn't watch Lost.
Who likes Lost, even?
Even for that matter. What the F's going on, dude? Now 100K decides to start looking at a bottle of oil that's been sitting in front of him for 4 months. Today he decides, wait, on the air in front of the microphone, let me start asking questions about what's around the room.
So let's
what a pretty picture.
Okay, so we should try to recap the season, right? Before we get to the season finale?
That's on you guys. I'm going to go back to looking at Hoist Gracie websites.
Okay. Well, last we watched Lost.
Let's get the transcript of what we enacted.
Oh, we should probably say previously on Lost, huh?
By the way, the guy saying previously on Lost is actually one of the creators who's no longer working for the show.
Which
one? Don't you remember the J.J. Abrams interview on Howard Stern that you sent
Damon
me?
Lindelof? He's the guy that like writes every episode.
No, not him. One of the original creators. Oh, maybe he was a producer or something.
Lloyd Braun, the guy that
got fired right before
it started. Told him to come up with an idea about a plane crash.
Right. That's his voice. I got that from the interview that you gave me from Howard Stern On Demand.
Ooh.
Ooh, I invented that. So what do you got?
You mean the interview that the majority of the questions to him were, do you masturbate thinking of Kerry Russell?
Yes. I actually never finished it. I never got to the end of that interview.
Okay, so
I should have given you a spoiler alert.
Man, now I know.
So season two started with them blowing up. Well, it ended with them.
Lost people got crashed on an island. What happened? I don't know.
Go.
Season two.
So they go into the hatch. And they find out...
What hatch? What are you talking about?
There was a hatch that was on the island when they landed. They found the hatch.
How do you know?
I watched season one.
No, but how do you know it was there already?
Well, because they... Maybe
maybe they built it
they
after the plane crashed.
They didn't build it.
Maybe the plane crashed and they said, oh man, we better build a hatch quick. Freak these people out.
Sorry, I don't even understand. I don't even understand a little bit
of what I'm saying. I'm talking in English.
Oh no! I understand the words that are coming out of your mouth. I just don't understand what's going on Lost. I'm sorry, you haven't finished your recap yet. Recap the entire season in 3 sentences. Go.
There was someone. Can I start again?
One.
No. That was
That was the second one.
Aww.
There he goes.
One sentence. Sum up the entire season of Lost. It can be a run-on, but make sure you put commas in. That you just said, huh? Thank you very much. That is season two of Lost. For those of you who don't know, Desmond, man. I don't know what's up with Desmond. I don't know if Desmond's the whole point of this whole thing. If he's the integral part of this thing, the fact that his girlfriend's father from the Widmore group probably created this whole thing to
F there was
him
a lot
over.
Of elements introduced this year: the Hanzo Foundation, the Dharma Corporation, the Widmore group. Oh my god, it's a lot.
Did you see the?
This is the worst analysis of any show
because
ever.
No one's talking except.
Did you see the interview with them? With the supposed Hanzo Foundation guy on Jimmy Kimmel's show.
No, I didn't. I didn't see that at all. All right. Let's try again. You got 3 sentences again. Try and sum it up. 100K, you got 3 sentences. Go. What is Lost? Sentence one. Sentence two.
Where are we?
Nice. Sentence three.
I don't know.
That is Lost. 100% what's going on. Beginning of season two, as Vito was saying.
Brother.
They discovered. Oh, that's a good one. They discovered a hatch. There's a guy in there. All sorts of crazies. You know, we shouldn't be doing a recap of the show. Now that we just did it. What the hell's going on with Desmond's girl knowing that this craziness is going on someplace and having some crazy dudes in some sort of Arctic region looking for electromagnetic disturbances.
I just thought they were in your living room.
They are. Oh, back where it's cold. Yeah, like that was insanity. Two, I guess putting the numbers in is real, or do you think that's still part of the elaborate plot to scare everybody? Three, is Michael going to die?
Nah, I think he's going to come back.
I hope he never does.
Yeah, trying to make him a hero again.
I hate him. He's garbage. Four.
His annoying little son.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh. It's my mother. Ignore. sorry. And I'm trying to think what else. What's going to happen now? How does next season start without it just being like crazy firecrackers all over the place?
It's funny you say that, Chris, because I have a little soundbite here from FilmWad.
Soundbite?
Well, no, you know,
on
a
piece of paper?
A little clip.
He's holding a piece of paper.
They're doing amazing things these days.
Brian Burke has been quoted as saying, "I'm excited about Love in season 3."
Didn't he do a didn't they do that song K-Vita or something like that? Continue.
Oh, okay. I didn't know if
I don't know where you're going with this. By the way, this has gotten so disjointed and insane over the past 10 minutes, I wouldn't even listen. I would have thrown my computer out the window if I was listening to this.
Nick walked out, I think. Don't forget how people have been on the island for 60 days plus. They're now obviously more familiar with each other. The concept of love is there, and it weaves its way through all of our characters. It's going to be much more prevalent in season 3. So there you go. Brian
That's
Burke.
The big statement, that there's going to be some sex involved in the show?
Well, you know, okay, well, think about it. Like,
and
you know,
by the way, did we need to spend 3 of the last 4 minutes with Charlie and Claire finally kissing?
It's a big moment.
Can we just save that for like Desperate Housewives and realize that the people watching this show are geeks like us? They're not like the people that need to see the romance angle.
Not true. There are definitely Desperate Housewives fans that watch Lost.
And actually, I heard something. But you know what? Yeah, this is true too. Did you notice Charlie seemed a little strange when he came back?
Came back from...
He's a little doped up, dude. What's he going to do?
You mean, oh, yes, the other night? Well, he, you know, the explosion and everything.
But not even that, though. He just seemed too, like, upbeat, like... You know, like, oh,
yeah,
hey.
Fine. I just can't hear.
Maybe he got all the answers.
He just seemed like, oh, cool about the whole thing. Like, you know,
maybe he got all the answers.
Possible. We didn't see what happened to him from
exactly.
The explosion.
He walked out and next thing. Oh,
because like
out.
The last thing you see is him like getting up deaf, trying to wake Echo up.
Mr. Echo, if you're nasty.
And then just all of a sudden, then he's just back like alone.
No.
Like,
oh, Echo. Told him to get out of there.
Oh, because he went to save John. Right. Locke.
If you're not. You all, everybody.
Yeah, I don't know. Something strange about that dude.
He's a junkie.
I think he's on drugs.
First of all, in the chat room, Lost Housewives, the new show coming to ABC by its Deja. In all honesty.
I'll recap that in 3 sentences, too.
Okay, well, you want to do it right now?
Mm-hmm.
Lost Housewives on ABC. For the record, your explosion sound effects are fantastic. Sentence 1. Sentence 2.
Where are we?
Sentence 3.
I don't know, but I'm horny.
Fantastic.
That's actually, I used that whole script from Lost in the City. An old show that HBO had on.
Is that an actual script, or are you going to recap that one, too?
Well, it's the same one, so.
Doesn't that one start off without an explosion? Where are we? I don't know, but I'm horny. Sentence 3. Corner of Houston.
All right, you want me to recap that one?
All right. Lost in the City. Not as good of an explosion. Sentence 1. Sentence 2.
Where are we?
Sentence 3.
I don't know, but did you ever notice there's no good men anymore?
Nice.
That was, by the way, that was a bus crash. That wasn't a plane crash.
Oh, I couldn't tell the difference. I was hoping that the last sentence was going to be, I don't know, but I'm horny, Carrie. That was it.
Oh. All right, let's back up. Everybody forget what you heard.
Oh, man. Good stuff. So I don't know, man. What do you got about Lost? What do you got? How do you like? what the hell is going on? I mean, I know that 100K gets immersed in these internet websites for these. He doesn't LARP. He args.
You see, this is the thing. I try not to.
But you do ARG, right? ARG.
Oh, I used to.
ARGing, for those of you who don't know, I think is alternate reality gaming.
I think I brought up recently that I got into that whole thing by our friend Brian, who me, you, and him a few
Mousy
years
tongue
back.
Tongue or nicotine?
Whatever. The three of us were all unemployed, and me and him would stay up all night arguing.
I would prefer to refer to it as between jobs.
Okay. We would stay up all night arguing. Then, the next morning, we would go watch Twin Peaks in 2001 or 2002, whatever it was.
Current.
Wow. I just hit a wall.
And that was the end of the story? Do you see what just happened? Vito just walked out of the room. He was so disgusted with where the show has gone over the past 10 minutes. Due to your interest in the arguing, at the very least, looking at these websites.
I try not to do it with this one, though, because those games are fun when these websites pop up and there's all these clues and you do your own research and you call in and all this stuff. But, the thing is, what was this?
I'm totally disregarding any September 11th references in the chat room. Just disregard.
I don't even know why they would. Oh, all right. That just threw me too now. But I don't. I try not to take part or partake in these arguing websites for Lost because I don't want to. I don't want anything ruined. And honestly, the only reason we even know that the Widmore Corporation is involved in this island, there's tiny little clues in the show, like Sun's pregnancy test is made by Widmore Corporation, and there's a couple other things that kind of tie them into the whole Dharma initiative. But ultimately, on the website, there's a website of, it's like widmorelaboratories.com, and they say that, which are all obviously done by the producers of the show, and on this website they say how Widmore Laboratories has entered into an agreement with the Hanzo, however you pronounce it, Foundation to doing some engineering and construction project. So you're assuming they built the things on the island.
Namaste. Yeah, it's like I said, because of your involvement with the ARG, even though you're not really actively playing it, is how you're discovering some things, although the clues were there. It's gotten this show, I don't understand how it's pulling off being so compelling and so interesting and keeping me totally caught up in it. We're talking about two seasons now. Sorry, I'm just looking at the chat room right now. Deja's a maniac.
You want edgy? Guy walks into a talent agent's office.
What's the name of the act?
I'm not. You know what? Go on.
Sorry. But here's the thing that freaks me out. This show has been going on for two seasons, and they have told us nothing, and we're still totally, totally hooked in.
Well, you know what it is? I think they used Twin Peaks as kind of a guide. They knew. Personally, I love Twin Peaks, the second season. The only problem with me with the second season is that it's the last season. And I think they kind of forced that whole very ending of the show. And I know there's probably a lot more people that haven't seen that show than haven't seen Lost. So I don't want to actually... I'm going to give a
spoiler. You don't
want a spoiler
for the show that went off the air.
But if you should check that show out. But, that the very end of that show kind of was forced, I think, because it was kind of like they needed it to end somehow, and it wouldn't have happened if they were going to have a third season. So I think they have the benefit of, using that and probably other shows as a guide.
For the record, Vanessa is in the chat room screaming about two seasons and nothing has happened. I don't mean nothing has happened. Nothing has been resolved. Nothing has been resolved.
Well, she hates the show. That's why she's saying that.
Oh, I thought you was criticizing what I was saying about it. Oh, it's a great show. Vanessa, you're nuts.
I'm a fan.
Of Vanessa or the show?
Of everything.
Oh, look at you.
Life.
Guys. Honestly, it's the greatest. Honestly, life is the greatest life that we have. I don't know, man. Do you have any theories? What's the story with Desmond's girl being able to find him? We do know that we do know at this point then that it's real. This isn't a heaven or hell or purgatory thing, as has been supposed.
Yeah, they've actually now gone to the real world and like in a current time, like at the same time, so you know that like the real world is still actually. So it puts to rest a lot of theories, like, you know, the rest of the world was destroyed and some kind of like, you know, like nuclear attack or something, and this is just the rest of it, or like you said, the purgatory or the whole heaven and hell thing.
What's up with the four-toed statue?
I think it was just Matt Groening designed it.
Oh, is that what it was?
Yeah.
Worship us. I wouldn't have even thought anything about it, but the fact that Saeed had to point out, like, I don't know what's more disturbing.
Do you think the fact that Locke let the computer go down past, you know, the countdown, and started the whole thing over again is what brought Desmond's boat back to the island?
What do you mean? This time?
Yeah, when he tried to escape again. When Desmond tried to leave again with the boat.
When did Locke... by accident? You mean when Henry was still there that time? And it almost went down all the way?
There was two times that it happened. Yeah, well, with the Henry time is when it would actually... It went almost into the full, like, system failure
thing.
You're saying
that's when it brought Desmond back?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I'm asking. I don't...
Feasible. Reasonable.
Did Michael react funny when Henry gave him the compass reading?
Not that I picked up. I got to watch the show again.
Because I have it in my head that he kind of reacted like that doesn't even make sense when he told him exactly where to go. I don't remember if it was just because it was like, that's it and I'm rescued kind of thing, or like, or, you know.
I mean, that was the vibe that I got. Nice. I'm seeing that our buddy Veal Chop is now about to start downloading things.
Like porn and stuff? Or?
Oh, man. And Vanessa talking about how the show is getting way more credit than it deserves. All stuff in the channel. I'm sorry. I'm all over the place. You're listening to Best in Show. BestinShowRadio.com. Exclusively on TPSRadio.net. Check us out in the chat room. Instant message us.
This show is terrible, by the way, today.
Well, our show?
Yeah.
Yeah, our show fell apart like 10 minutes ago. It was
great. Dude, I got news for you. Our show fell apart longer than 10 minutes ago.
Our show fell apart at a quarter to 10.
Like, at some point, it was just became like us hanging out in a room and they get to listen in.
Yeah, you know, it's really weird because I have my list of things that I usually go through. Nothing is scratched off it other than Barbaro.
Like, it's kind of the sound of, like, that we have nothing to say, yet we're not going to the notes we have and the things we could talk about.
Okay. You know what? Could we do something right now?
We had a guest who is obviously gone.
He just left the show. All right, let's do something. You want to do something right now?
Sure.
Clean slate. Let's start it all over.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is now my pleasure to introduce the best of the best. Best in Show.
Welcome!
Everybody, and welcome to Best in Show, Best in Show Radio, exclusively on tpsradio.net. Check out our website, bestinshowradio.com. Instant message us at Best in Show Chris or Best in Show 100K. Call us on the hotline if you so choose, 888-985-0555. And just be part of the fun. This is Best in Show, the restart, where everything got a little crazy. We got a little disjointed. We had to throw the theme song on, start ourselves over, get ourselves back into where we were. Lost Man, good show. You guys should check it out. The season finale was this week. You know what else had a season finale this week? Our buddy Vito, by the way, is in the studio with us today. My name's Chris.
Hey, everyone. I'm Vito.
And our boy 100K just stepped out for a second. Everyone's just going to check it out. It's going to be like a rotisserie cast that's going to be in here today. A rotary or rotisserie?
Rotisserie, isn't that chicken on a stick?
God, now I'm starving. Now I'm absolutely starving. I'm desperately wanting. I didn't have breakfast before this week's show. But another show that ended this week was American Idol.
Oh, yeah.
If you guys don't know, everyone's favorite hero of all time, Moose McGee, winning American Idol. He's my favorite singer of all time.
Why is he your favorite?
Because he won American Idol this week, and I have an attention span that lasts about a week.
Oh,
I thought he lost.
No, Moose McGee won. Catherine McPhee lost.
Oh, okay, I gotcha. Did she really lose, though?
She's the winner in my heart.
Aren't we all winners?
In all honesty, that's the case.
Fox's new show is Lost American Idols.
Could you sum that show up in three sentences or less?
Possibly.
Give me what you got. One. Sentence two.
No, that wasn't one.
Wow, you just got all serious and looked at me like, hey, what the hell? By the way, does Sopranos end tonight? No,
hopefully.
No, next week. Dude, great show. Shut up. Sentence four.
Where are we?
Sentence 12.
I'm the moose.
Moose McGee, congratulations on winning American Idol. Greatest show ever in the history. I got to be honest with you, I haven't watched one episode of American Idol since William Hung was on it. Sorry, I didn't mean to have a TV back then.
No, I don't mean that. I just like, oh, that's no wonder you stopped watching it.
No, it's not like he was.
Clay Aiken looks like he's in Quadrophenia now. They had like a 2-hour finale, and he came out and sang with some guy that was like supposedly one of the. They have all these staged things. Like this guy, loved Clay Aiken, and he was one of the people that didn't make it even past the first audition, and then. Clay Aiken comes out behind him and surprises him and all this stuff. But he looked like he had like his mod haircut and his 4-button suit.
Good for him. That was the feel good moment of the show, I suppose.
They said Prince came out.
What, seriously? I thought you like chicks.
I mean, like to sing.
Yeah, I have no idea. I did. Maybe you guys missed it a couple seconds ago. I haven't seen an episode of this show since William Hung. I have no idea what's going on in American Idol. It's a stupid, stupid show of people singing. People singing other people's songs, and somehow we're supposed to care. If I was invisible, shut up. That's my feelings. I got no patience for it. I got no time for it. So I'm moving on to the next story. AP poll this week, if you guys don't know, moving on. This is going to be punny. If you didn't know, AP poll this week, Americans have no attention span. Americans get antsy after 5 minutes of hold on the phone, and Americans can't stay online in a store for more than 15 minutes. A quarter of the people in America polled, I couldn't think of the word, hate grocery stores more than anything in the world because they have to wait. The older people have less patience than the younger people. And people in the city are just slightly more impatient than people in the country. So I don't think you're going to go to the country and relax and be fun.
How long would you wait for an express bus?
I've waited for an express bus over an hour in the past because if I got to get someplace, I got to get someplace. I don't take express buses for leisure. For work.
I was waiting for the train yesterday to go to my lovely job to open it, but no less. And I got on to the train train station to about 8 o'clock. 8:32, we all realize that there's no train coming, so we go to the other side, get on the go one stop further, get on the express train instead. And I get to work about 10 minutes late.
I got to be honest. This story is going on way too long for my attention span.
You would hang up on me right now.
I already hung up. So what happened? So,
oh, no. Well, I found out.
So you 32 minutes? That was your threshold?
But honestly, I'm such a baby. I was actually standing on the platform just going, oh, oh.
See,
come on.
Are you a baby or a monster?
In all honesty, do you ride horses? In all honesty, I hate people like that. I hate people.
I couldn't help it. I was just like,
I'm basically saying I hate you.
This is news.
Yeah, I don't like public, like, oh my God, could you believe this weather? Oh my God, this traffic. Like, what?
Yeah, you know what? When we had the transit strike here, the only thing working in Staten Island was the Staten Island trains because they were separate
Staten
union.
Staten Island Rapid Transit gets me where I want to go. You want to go? Sorry, I'm just quoting a rap song by a friend of ours.
And I was on it, and I was standing there waiting for the train to come, and this guy comes up the stairs, and he's like, oh, man, transit strike's killing me. And I was thinking, like, no matter what happened, this guy was going to say that to somebody. He knew that day when he woke up, he knew he was going to say that to somebody no matter what was going on. Like, nothing specifically happened that made him need to say that. He was just psyched that he was going to get to tell people about the transit strike
actually,
killing him.
I actually think it was killing him at that point. He actually had
really
to say
was
it.
Eating his organs.
But yeah, I got no patience. I got no patience. I got no patience with people talking about stuff. I got no patience for being on the phone.
You know what that just reminded
general.
Me of? Do you ever see the commercial for, it's like Zantac or whatever the fast-acting antacid is now?
TiVo, baby. TiVo.
And the guy
seen...
runs around going, fast food, not fast enough. 1 hour photo, come on, hurry up. And it's like,
we're gonna flash fry a side of beef in 30 seconds. Oh, but I want it now.
You know what the worst commercial ever is?
What?
You ever see the Verizon commercial where the guy's a... TiVo? The Verizon commercial where the guys are pretending I'll turn to Vito because I'm sure he's seen it.
In all honesty, I have to get a soundbite to play on the show, like a commercial for TiVo about how I have TiVo. Whenever you talk about any commercial, I just play that because I don't know.
Somebody up there loves you. Isn't that your company?
Nick TV. Greatest show. Greatest channel. Not even channel. Greatest service. Honestly, put a satellite
Direct
in the sky.
DirecTV is my favorite station.
It really is, though. You got XM on it. You got NFL. You got... Well, that's really all. But that's really... That's a lot better than most other things.
But they also show this commercial where Verizon... It's like a bunch of guys. They're like a bunch of skate kids, and it's
rad.
They're supposed to be like It's supposed to be like a bunch of kids that are making a movie. They have a camera and they're hitting the road to make a movie people. And they say we're finding out why people like Verizon's wireless service. And it just drives me insane. Shut up! You're not like this bunch of kids didn't get a camera and say, "Come on, man, let's go."
Do you think it's more likely that skateboard kids would do that, or skateboard kids would videotape dropping bowling balls on people's heads?
Yeah.
or throwing bricks through people's windows and giggling while they run away.
And like they're all wacky and crazy, and everyone's like, oh, those guys are crazy.
This zaned out.
Running while they poop.
Zaned out, you poop. I've lost my pen. I'm looking for my pen. I don't know where my pen just went. What the hell is going on?
It's right there.
There's a new one.
This is my good pen you try to steal from me every week.
Yeah, I know. For those of you who don't know, Gwen Stefani had her little baby this week, Kingston James McGregor Rossdale.
Stupid name.
What? She likes Jamaican music. Oh, I'm so scarred out. Let's name her name.
If I was a rich girl.
Kingston. But you know what? I give her one bit of credit more than Brangelina yesterday having their child, Shiloh Nouveau Jolie Pitt. Could you...
Guilty.
I understand a woman being crazy and needing to keep her identity and having to keep her name on top of her kid's name, on top of her husband's name. But like, why on the kid, too, that this kid's got to be a Jolie Pitt?
Are they married? I thought they weren't officially married.
She had a kid. The kid's last...
Yeah, but they're not married, so...
She had a kid. The kid's last name is Jolie. That's it. If you're not married. If you're married, it's the father's name. That's it. Not Jolie Pitt. Stop it.
Jolie.
Stupid. Whatever. McGregor Rossdale, you're my guy. Jolie Pitt, go to hell. She's a girl. The other one's a guy.
What's the full name of Gwen Stefani's baby?
Oh, that's right. Kingston. He's not. You know, I just said McGregor. You know, Kingston James McGregor Rossdale. Maybe that can't be my guy.
Why like four names? Like three first names. Like the last name, you know, fine. But like Kingston James.
Because they're going to call him James.
Because he's King James.
They're going to call him James. Kingston, because she likes Jamaica, and McGregor's his middle name, Rossdale's his last name.
So stupid.
All right, man. You know what? Kill them both.
But this is like her rap phase now. Why isn't he Compton James McGregor Rossdale?
It's a good point. It's a good point. The minute they start talking, the minute that kid starts hollering back, kill it. I've been obsessed this week with trying to get some music, by the way. I've been going crazy, wanting to hear some new music, wanting to get some new stuff in my life. By new music, I mean download songs from the 70s that I've been wanting to hear, like the Jackson 5 and Sly and the Family Stone and stuff. And I downloaded Soulseek, finally. Hi, welcome to 30 years ago.
What's Soulseek?
Soulseek is like the new Napster that you can get away with downloading stuff from. And I it doesn't work for me. Guys, somebody, Chris.
None of those new things work. You know what? Once Napster had to clean up its act, nothing's ever been the same.
Chris at bestinshowradio.com. You guys got to start emailing me. Tell me how I get pirated music. I need it desperately.
If you need like Gwen Stefani or not even anything that popular, but like if you need something that's not too obscure, you could probably find it on BearShare.
Yeah, I used to have BearShare, but I removed it from my computer. Which,
but I mean, ultimately, because
whenever I would search for anything, it would just show me local German bands when I was on it. I would get to
horse and die. Up on the wrong server.
Yeah, no. Like I'm gonna search for, say, like, all right, I'm looking for Jane's Addiction. Jane says, so I search for it, and I get it by like Hurndachen, their version of it, like live at Hukensacken Forken. You know, it's like, oh, thanks. I needed to hear the Horgan do that. Jerks. Well, so if you guys want to hit me up, Chris at bestinshowradio.com. I need to find out.
How about you go out and buy the records?
Shut up. Yeah, I know. Daddy Warbucks, you want to get them for me? I'm poor as hell.
Do you want Kingston James McGregor to not have any clothes on his body when he grows up?
It's true.
Because mommy's records were stolen?
It's pretty likely that that's going to be a problem for him. If you guys don't know, Lincoln Hall this week was saved from the top of Mount Everest. You know who Lincoln Hall is?
That band.
Something I don't know why. Tilt your head back, then finish the cup. No, not that band. Lincoln Hall's a dude who decided to climb Mount Everest. He's 50 years old. He was saved from the 28,543 foot mark. His two Sherpas couldn't get him down. They had to get people to go up there and get him. And it just got me thinking about the whole concept of climbing Everest. Who friggin' cares? Fly up there. Get a helicopter.
Well, I think that, in that case, that's more of a personal achievement thing.
Yeah.
Because if you're doing it to impress people, then just stop, you know? But, like, if you're...
Like, impress a girl? Like, get your ear pierced or something like that? I'll climb Mount Everest for you, baby. For you. I wrote your name in the snow.
But if you're just doing it, like, because, you know, it's if you're, like, a mountain climber and that's the ultimate goal for you, then, you know, go ahead. Do it.
Stupid.
What about?
But you should just climb it without any any equipment.
I cannot think of anything more or less worthwhile than climbing a mountain. No, you know what I can? Camping. Camping is the stupidest thing. This is camping at a high elevation. Shut up. Why, dude, it's 2006. We have indoor plumbing, electricity, TiVo. Why would you even bother with any of this garbage?
To get in shape.
Nah, no,
We got New York health clubs for that. New York sports health.
They have walls fitness. You could climb inside.
Exactly. Like, why would you climb a mountain?
Are you against those climbing those also?
No, that's all right. That's all right. As long as you're doing it. I mean, like, I'm not going to do it. I'll sit back and relax, have a nice little bite to eat, maybe eat some habanero Doritos, and sit back and watch you do it. But there's no problem if you want to be athletic. That's no problem with the athleticism. It just seems like such a pointless pursuit. To climb a mountain. I want to climb Everest. I
guess what would be the pinnacle in personal achievement for you? And I don't mean like...
Way to drop a bomb on me in the middle of the show.
And I don't mean like, oh, to watch my daughter go to college or something like that. I mean like your own...
Personal. Yeah. That's crazy because we're actually putting together a list of questions for when we start getting our interviews going on the show here, mm-hmm. and one of them is a whole thing, one whole section is about personal things and you can't talk about members of your family. So
right.
You brought that up. Sorry, don't mean to get started. I just want to own a house. Like, I'm really a simple dude. I want to own a house with a
backyard.
What if
that was free property, but you had to climb Everest and get to the top of it?
I won't get the keys.
Yeah. I won't do it. I'll fly a helicopter up there and grab them. Yeah, I won't do that.
So going back to Lost for a second, when Desmond was doing that race around the world.
You're talking about the last show, dude. This is the new show.
No, we talked about it at the beginning.
That was the other show.
Before we talked about American Idol.
Oh, I don't know.
But Desmond had to do that race around the world. You would never do something like that?
No! You out of your mind? Would you get in a boat and go around the world? No, there's planes. Dude, how about
you don't
this?
Even like planes, though.
How about this? I won't leave America. How about I don't want to leave the tri-state area for the most part. You know, I'll go to Ohio to go to the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
Aren't you the language you have to walk out of this room after the show?
Dude, I'm mad that I got to get out of the seat to let you guys out. Sorry, can't stop eating habanero Doritos.
They're good for you.
Yeah. I don't know. It just seems crazy. Wow, it's really gross to listen to.
Well, what would yours be? What would your be the pinnacle
of personal achievement?
Yeah.
Yeah, like it's pretty heavy to just drop like, hey, what is your goal in life?
I know what mine is.
Eat a meatball sandwich
with
because I could fulfill that in like an hour and a half. No problem.
With some Parmesan cheese on it.
It would take you an hour and a half to eat a meatball sandwich.
No, to make it. I got to make it. I got to fry up the meatballs. I got to bake the bread.
Because like,
we do it right.
I would like to direct a movie that I wrote and starred in. That'd be nice.
Okay. Yeah, that would be very nice.
You just described something as, it'd be nice.
I was going to say, I'd like to complete something I started to write. No matter what like format it was, actually complete it without just like stopping.
Yeah, but what's keeping you from doing that now? I mean, it's just a matter of just finishing it, right?
Reading it a day later and saying, God, what garbage. Why would anyone ever want to read this or see this and throwing it away?
Let's just say something right now. Can I just make a statement?
Yes.
Every artistic pursuit that a human being has is can be construed as being contrived and garbage no matter what.
Yeah.
The day after the fact, no matter what it is that you write, you can look at it from a certain way and say, that sucks. It could be brilliant. It will still suck the day afterwards, depending on the angle you're looking at it from.
Yeah, you never throw away the bad stuff.
I disagree. You throw everything away. And that's why we never succeed.
Well, that's his point. There's no point. It's all stupid.
Life. Contrived. Awful. Kill yourself. Best in show. Don't worry. The Iranians are going to kill us all anyway in a couple of weeks, so we don't have to worry about any of this.
I forgot the countdown. That's right.
Yeah, we got 4 weeks, I think. Three?
Honestly, I give us like 20, about 22 minutes. That's when it's all over. It'll explode in a horrible mess. I don't even want to think about bad things like that. I want to have a little bit of fun. I want to play a game show.
I love this music.
Who said that? Wait, no. Doesn't the show name have to change because it's called two different things?
I was trying to look for a David Lee Roth saying, who said that? But then I just got lazy.
Didn't O.J. Simpson say that when they used to play it on Howard Stern?
Who?
Who said that?
On what show? Ooh, I invented shows.
All right, here we go with this week's episode of Who Said That.
Is it Who Said That, or which, does it need a new name this week?
I think it's called...
What are you talking about?
Who BM this?
I think it's called...
Wait, hold on. Ready? Can I change it? Can I change it? Let me change it right now. Hey, guys, I just want to play a game show. Okay, you guys ready? I want to play a game show. You ready?
Yeah.
Words by whom?
Question number one.
This is my new favorite part of the show, by the way. Just because of this music just amps me up. I don't even care. Your questions could be totally inane.
They are, so.
Perfect.
I just wish we had both R2-D2. Sides of the
my
music.
First guess is R2-D2.
Who said, a zebra does not change its spots?
Oh my God.
Was it Dan Quayle, Al Gore, Bob Dole, George W. Bush, or John Kerry?
Or R2-D2?
Or R2-D2.
All right. I'm going to go first. George W. Bush.
Give my choices again.
Dan Quayle, Al Gore, Bob Dole, George W. Bush, John Kerry. Who thinks a zebra does not change its spots?
Maybe I took the easy answer.
Dan Quayle would be the easy answer. I'm going to go Bob Dole.
You're both going to go wrong. It's Al Gore.
Dude, he cares about the environment. How does he not know who has spots and who doesn't?
After he created the internet, he should have checked to see what a zebra has.
Should have looked that up on
Wikipedia. I'm going to get the political ones out of the way first. Then we'll get to the good stuff.
Oh, good.
Speaking of that, the internet is a great way to get on the net. Does Dan Quayle think that? Does Al Gore think that? Bob Dole? George W. Bush? Or John Kerry?
It can't possibly be Al Gore again, so I'm guessing Al Gore.
So you're looking to be wrong? According to your logic, that's what you just said.
It's double reverse logic on myself.
Okay.
I'll guess... I'm going to guess... What's the actual quote again?
The internet is a great way to get on the net.
I think you have to start off the music again.
Nope.
He doesn't.
I'm going to say Bob Dole. Is that more than a feeling?
No, it's not.
I thought the music changed. Is this all part of the new theme? This is the new game show music. I like it.
You said, I'm sorry, who did you say?
Al Gore. Okay. The inventor of the net.
Vito is correct. It's Bob Dole.
He doesn't have a hand that works. You can't blame him. The score. You can keep it score. 0-1-0 Vito.
Correct.
Question 3. By the way, as long as we're talking about the internet, we get instant messages left and right. The chat room's freezing up on people. Things aren't working right. I don't know what's going on. Sorry, guys. It's the internet. Call
Al
Gore.
Just keep listening.
I think when this part of the song comes on, it has to be lowered. I'm not a producer. I'm not an engineer.
I'll rework that music this week.
Question number 3. Who said, it is wonderful to be here in the great...
Whom?
Whom said...
What was it? It was a word.
I don't even remember.
Words by whom?
Which whom made these words?
Which whom and word did this do?
It is wonderful to be here in the great state of Chicago.
Mike Ditka.
Dan Quayle. Al Gore. Bob Dole, George W. Bush, or John Kerry?
Go John Kerry.
My first instinct is to say John Kerry as well, but I'm going to say Dan Quayle just to...
These fiery habanero chips are great, by the way.
I'm going to say it's 2-0 Vito because Dan Quayle said that.
Son of an F.
Notice a trend. Last time Dan Quayle said... last week, I think the question was Dan Quayle said... I love California. I grew up in Phoenix. I don't know, something like that.
Didn't last week Dan Quayle say, wait, there's a radio show talking about me still?
Okay, question number 4.
I'm getting shut out. This is my big one. I'm going to get it on this one.
In politics, if you want anything said, ask a man. If you want anything done, ask a woman.
Shut up. That's my answer to that. Shut up.
Hillary Clinton... Condoleezza Rice, Laura Bush, Christy Todd Whitman, or Margaret Thatcher?
It's all you, Tino.
Give me the quote again.
In politics, if you want anything said, ask a man. If you want anything done, ask a woman.
So a broad said this.
Yes.
And the choices were Hillary Clinton.
Condoleezza Rice, Laura Bush, Christy Todd Whitman, or Margaret Thatcher.
I'm going to say Christy Whitman.
Chris?
Margaret Thatcher.
You are not getting shut out, my friend.
Yeah!
It was Margaret Thatcher.
By the way, I agree 100% in the chat room. Chaz the Dazzler calling out that 100K is the talent on this show. I agree 120%. I'm riding this kid's coattails to the big time.
Not going to comment. But he's right.
You're Bush League.
Not going to comment because I will throw him off my coattails as soon as I get signed.
I'm such a good band. I just want to get signed. Okay. No more political questions as far as I remember.
Thank God.
When I'm really hot, I can walk into a room, and if a man doesn't look at me, he's probably gay. When I'm really hot, I can walk into a room, and if a man doesn't look at me, he's...
I just want to play the game, dude. Stop making personal statements.
Was it Goldie Hawn?
Ew.
Kathleen Turner.
Double ew.
When was this quote said? Jeez.
Kim Cattrall.
Dude, this is the grossest old women question.
Sharon Stone. Or Demi Moore.
Or Mother Teresa.
Or Margaret Thatcher.
Or R2-D2.
Is it my answer or
yeah,
your
it's
answer?
Yours. I did the last one.
Choices one more time.
Goldie Hawn, Kathleen Turner, Kim Cattrall, Sharon Stone, Demi Moore.
I think stupid Sharon Stone thinks too much of herself and she believes it's her. Sharon Stone.
I'm going to say the same thing because I figured she's the only...
If you're saying the same thing, I'm saying Kim Cattrall.
Well, I was going to say Sharon Stone because she seems the only one out of them that seems so insensitive to say something like that.
It was Kathleen Turner. So you both lose on that.
But didn't she play Chandler's father?
Yes. Guys, ready for another one? Or you want to comment on that one?
I'm just disgusted. Next question.
So it's 2-1 still?
It's 2-1 you.
Okay.
Meaning you, meaning Vito.
Yes.
This is only my first record, so you guys stick with me. We've got depression and drug addiction to go through. Was it Avril Lavigne, Justin Timberlake, Nick Lachey, Pink, or Jessica Simpson? This is only my first record, so you guys stick with me. We've got depression and drug addiction to go through. Avril Lavigne, Justin Timberlake, Nick Lachey, Pink, Jessica Simpson.
Is it my answer or his answer?
I think it's mine.
It's Vito's.
I'm going to say Pink.
Got to be Avril Lavigne.
It's Justin Timberlake.
I was just filled with the urge to take my microphone and throw it through the window. What drug addiction does he have?
No, he said it's only his first record.
He still has depression and drug addiction to go through. It just sounds like something stupid that like Avril Lavigne would say, or like Pink. I think Pink's probably been through that already, but you know. I think Pink is like a 45-year-old ex-prostitute.
Hot.
Okay.
Still 2-1.
Cover
right?
The kitty's ears. This one's a little blue.
You're gonna take cuss words on our show?
No.
Okay, good. You're mouthing something to me while I have headphones on my head. I can't understand.
I think. Wow. That was disturbing. I hope that had to do with the question.
We need to have a webcam in here so you guys can understand what the hell's going on. It's just creepy.
I try to mouth the word, the questionable word, to Chris. Vito in turn tried to act it out to him, and it was the sexiest thing I've ever seen.
Hot. Now you say whatever you want to say.
I think God is a giant vibrator in the sky.
I'm laughing at my acting it out.
John Waters. David Arquette, Harvey Fierstein, Sandra Bernhard, that was very good.
Thank you.
Or Gilbert Gottfried.
Who's?
I'm torn between Sandra Bernhard and John Waters.
I'm torn between Sandra Bernhard and Harvey Fierstein.
Sandra Bernhard.
I almost want to take Harvey Fierstein now just to be different.
Where are you going to take him?
I'm going to say Sandra Bernhard anyway.
I thought both of you guys were going to get this right because I didn't think I did a good enough job of hiding David Arquette's name in there. He seemed to stick out like a sore thumb. It's David Arquette.
I just thought he was pointless.
Yeah.
I hate him.
I thought he was the red herring.
David Cox.
Moving on. 2-1 Vito.
What number question is it?
What?
Never mind.
This is number 6, I think.
How many more we got? Time is wasting.
Four.
Let's go. Quick.
If I die before my cat, I want a little of my ashes put in his food so I can live inside him.
Oh, oh my God.
Britney Spears, Drew Barrymore, Jessica Alba, Jenna Elfman, or Mandy Moore?
I don't care if Jenna, Jessica Alba's ever an answer to a question. I pick her. Jessica Alba.
Okay. Fair enough.
What was the second name?
But the real answer is Jenna Elfman.
Britney Spears, Drew Barrymore. Drew Barrymore was the second name. Jessica Alba, Jenna Elfman, Mandy Moore.
It's between Jenna Elfman and Drew Barrymore. I'm going to say Drew Barrymore. She's an animal lover.
3-1 veto. Drew Barrymore is the answer.
What an idiot.
Next question.
Me, I mean.
I think acting is a little harder than singing or dancing because you're playing someone who is not really you. You have to pretend to be somebody you have never met. Jessica Simpson, Mandy Moore, Lindsay Lohan, Jennifer Love Hewitt, Hilary Duff.
What was the second choice?
Mandy Moore.
Yeah, that's who it is.
Who's the last name?
Hilary Duff.
Hot.
I'm going to say Hilary Duff. It's between Jessica Simpson and Hilary Duff. Actually,
it can't be Jessica
Hilary
Simpson.
Duff.
Lindsay Lohan. I've got cousins galore. Mexicans just spread all their seeds. And the women just pop them out.
Jessica Alba.
Ava Longoria. George Lopez. Salma Hayek. Jay Hernandez. Or Jessica Alba.
One more time.
The quote. I've got cousins galore. Mexicans just spread all their seeds. And the women just pop them out. Ava Longoria. George Lopez. Salma Hayek. Jay Hernandez. Jessica Alba.
Gotta be Jessica Alba.
I'm going to stick with Jessica Alba, but I think it might be George Lopez.
You are both right.
Love you, baby.
4-2. And the last question.
I lost already.
Yeah, you don't want the last question?
Actually, no, there was supposed to be like 2 or
3 more. I'm sorry, I'm pissed that I lost right now. I got habanero chips all over.
Okay, here we go. How does effing, and I think he said the F words, or she said the F words, just so you know. How does effing Francis Ford Coppola, one of the greatest filmmakers of our time, see Keanu Reeves' work, what we've all seen, and say, that's what I want in my movie? How does Bertolucci see that and say, that's my guy? My brother and I sit around and just scratch our effing heads, thinking, how did this guy get in? I mean, what the F? Alec Baldwin, Charlie Sheen, Maggie Gyllenhaal, Kevin Dillon, or Owen Wilson? Can I read it again? How does effing Francis Ford Coppola, one of the greatest filmmakers of our time, see Keanu Reeves' work, see what we've all seen, and say, that's what I want in my movie? How does Bertolucci see that and say, that's my guy? My brother and I sit around and just scratch our effing heads, thinking, how did this guy get in? I mean, what the F? Alec Baldwin, Charlie Sheen, Maggie Gyllenhaal, I said Gyllenhaal earlier, switch it up, Kevin Dillon, or Owen Wilson?
I'm going with Maggie Gyllenhaal.
And I'm going with Owen Wilson. I'm going with him.
And you're both going home wrong because it's Charlie Sheen.
Yeah, him and Emilio sitting by. Whatever, dude. Go watch Men at Work, you jerks.
I guess there's another one here. Who said, yeah, but at least he's got a job? Emilio Estevez.
Unreal, dude. I don't know. Everything got crazy. Everything got frantic today. I don't know what's going on here on Best in Show. The game show's over, so I'm going to stop the game show music. Everything got crazy today.
Wow, talk about crazy. Suddenly, somebody that wasn't even in the chat room to start the show is the only person left. That's like my feeling. I didn't even look at the chat room till now.
What do you mean? There's something wrong with the chat. I see a bunch of people.
But I'm going by comments. Like, I see Chaz is the only person that looks like talking for the last few minutes. I'm comparing that to whatever, dude. Just scratch it.
Dude, I'm totally lost. I want to thank everybody for joining us for an incredibly explosive, disjointed episode of Best in Show. Check out our website, bestinshowradio.com.
We do a show.
We'll see you here next week. Hopefully a little more reasonable. Thank you to Vito for joining us today. Thank you to Ron
thank you.
E. Hill for the microphone stand. Thank you to our buddy Eric Sandell for hooking us up with the new logos, new Best in Show shirts this week that will floor you. Unbelievable logos that will be on the website. It's going to be good stuff. We'll probably put them on the message board, MySpace page, all that good crap. That would have been where I would hit the post if there were vocals in the song. Thank God there aren't any, and I can keep going. Best in Show, bestinshowradio.com. The magic is going to be magical in the magic. Thanks, everybody, for joining us. We're going to see you guys next week, 11 a.m. This is the big point where I say it.
Next week opens with me apologizing for my performance on today's show.
No. And apologizing for the fact that Chris has quit the show because he's so bad. You and Vito will take over. Thanks, everybody. Thanks, Vito. Thanks, Ronnie Hill. Thanks, Eric Sandell. Thank all of you for listening to us.
Thank you.
We'll see you. BestShowRadio.com. We love
you.
Now, like food, basically. We love food. We're going to eat.
Sentence two. We gotta get back to Coney. Sentence three.
Lou Diamond!